was a designation at 25%, but I wasn't aware of the additional dollars that came with it, at least not that specifically. But I'm wondering, is that money so significant that we ought to be investing more prominently in the recruitment of this Latino community, or investing in programs like LARIS and the other ones that you have within the university? So I'm wondering how you're thinking about this, because if the dollars are significant, then we ought to be doing something about it.
Well, the recruitment of Latino students as well as African-American students, and African-American students, as you know, the numbers are not good. I mean, we're at 8%. It's a high priority. We have launched a, the University of Illinois Chicago never had a strategic recruitment plan targeting students. Now we have one in place that the deans have embraced. So I believe that we are on the right track to invest strategically in that community as well as in the African-American community.
Yeah, I'm full support of that, as you know, but it seems like we're so close.
We're so close. We're like a couple of hundred students away.
So I'm wondering what the amount of money is once we hit that 25, and whether it's worth a significant investment to get that.
Well, I think we're making the investment to reach out to the Latino community. Let me say that. The dollar amount is somewhat competitive. You have to apply, and it is a competitive process. But we are strategically reaching out to that community. Should I say anything? Tim, is there anything else you'd want to say to that? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'll follow up with some questions offline.
Okay, thank you. Okay, UIC and Standard Peer Group enrolled undergraduate students from underrepresented groups fall of 2011. This slide is misleading because our undergraduate population within the peer group is smaller. UIC is slightly below the peer median in enrolled undergraduate students from underrepresented groups, but I said this slide is a little misleading. It doesn't have percents. So again, here we talk about developing more partnerships with the Chicago, with City Colleges of Chicago, building on the success of the guaranteed admissions transfer program that we have in place, initiate steps to launch the UIC transfer admissions program, and allow similar transferability from other two-year colleges within the state. In fall of 2012, our total number of undergraduates from underrepresented groups increased to 5,797 students, up more than 4%.
So that's an incredible goal to have those arrangements in place, but with every community college. And how does that get done?
It gets done through our admissions office. We have a designated, I call him an internal expert, Cecil, who has become an expert on creating these arrangements and agreements. I believe President Easter and the other chancellors, we visited with Cheryl Hyman, the chancellor of the City Colleges, and had a conversation about how we could be helpful in developing the pipeline and workforce for the city. And I don't know, President Easter, if you have anything to say about that. But
Do you have implementation dates when each of these will get done?
We've implemented the GET program with the City Colleges, and there are others under review and conversation, but I don't think we have a timeline, per se, as to when the negotiations will be completed. Even creating the partnership with the City Colleges took an enormous amount of time because their board wanted to review the agreement. That's at least my understanding from the chancellor, and they had a process, and we have a process as well. Lon, do you have any insight on the number of agreements that are out there and the timeline for completion? I don't have that information with me.
We have the agreements with the City Colleges at the moment. The number actually back to my college. You have to remember that the college is admits students, not the campus per se. And the agreements are between the community colleges and between the community colleges and the individual colleges on the campus. The TAG program, which is really with the rest of the colleges within the state, is at the moment in process. There isn't a final timeline.
But so you can cut one deal with the rest of the state?
No, this would be with each individual community college. I don't think there's another cluster in the state.
There's no other portal.
Within the city of Chicago.
How many community colleges is that?
42 in the state.
48.
I heard 42, 48, 56.
We better move along.
A bunch. I mean, there's 50 of them. That's really ambitious. It sounds great.
Okay, I'll continue on then. The next.